Welcome to Benefits Advice with Rhiannon and Claire. Rhiannon and Claire will now present a question and answer format regarding some common benefits questions.
What happens to my partner's benefits if they go into hospital?
If your partner is in receipt of a disability benefit, like the disability living allowance or the PIP, or even attendance allowance, you will have to let the Department of Work and Pensions know, because once somebody's been in hospital for 28 days, the benefits should stop. Also, if your partner were in hospital at any time in the 28 days before your current stay, then these stays will be linked. This means that the different times in hospital are linked together and count as one period. So just to be aware of this.
Receiving care at home.
How can I afford to pay for care my partner receives at home?
First of all, you need to check if both you and your partner are in receipt of all available benefits. If you're struggling to care for your partner on your own and need a home care package, you will need to contact social services, who will arrange for a care package to be put in place. You should then be given an invitation to request a means assessment, which you need to fill in. This will then determine whether you were able to receive help towards your partner's care. If you're struggling with this form, there's a telephone number on the form you can ring for help. If your partner has had a stay in hospital and needs a care package to come home, this will be arranged by the hospital discharge planning before they actually do come home from hospital.
Paying for a care home.
How can I afford to pay for a care home?
If you or your partner are going into a care home for a temporary stay, the council's means assessment form will also cover this. However, if you or they are going to be moving in on a permanent basis, the council will also be able to help you with a means assessment to cover this eventuality.
Care homes and benefits.
What happens to my partner's benefits or my benefits if they go into a care home?
When the time comes for your partner to move into a care home, if they are in receipt of any benefits, you need to contact the Department of Work and Pensions to let them know. If you are paying privately for the care home, your partner would be able to keep their attendance allowance, DLA or PIP. But if the fees are being paid for you, they won't. If your partner goes into a nursing home rather than a care home, the mobility components of the DLA and PIP will stop. If you were claiming carer's allowance or the underlying carer's allowance for looking after your partner, or if your partner is claiming the carer's allowance or underlying carer's allowance for looking after you, you must let the Department of Work and Pension know straight away, as this benefit will have to be stopped. And if you don't let them know, you will have to pay it back. Your partner will still get their state pension if they move into a care home. However, if the care home fees are paid in full or part by the local authority, NHS, or out of other public funds, your partner may have to use their state retirement pension to pay a contribution to the cost of the care. Of course, once your partner moves into a care home, your financial situation will also change. If you now live alone, you need to ring the council to claim your 25% single occupancy. If your partner has an occupational pension or a private pension, you will also need to get in touch with the company to see if you are still able to claim any of that pension yourself. Once you know, that is the time to see if you are entitled to any benefits of your own.
In the event of one of us passing away,
what happens to my benefits or my partner's benefits if they pass away?
In the sad event of your partner passing away, you need to inform the Department of Work and Pensions as soon as you are able. They will need to know so they can stop any benefits your partner was claiming, including the state pension. If you were claiming carer's allowance or underlying carer's allowance, or if your partner were claiming these benefits, you need to tell the Department of Work and Pension this at the same time. The carer's allowance won't stop immediately, but it will after a few weeks. You also need to inform the Council Tax Department so they can amend your payment. And if your partner has any occupational or private pensions, these companies also need to be informed. However, as so many things need to be considered when you register the death of your loved one, you will be given information about the TELUS One service. The registrar will either complete the service with you then and there, or provide you with a unique number so you can do it from home. Once you know how much of your partner's pension you were able to claim, this is the time to have your new finances checked in case you are now entitled to any benefits in your own right.
Bereavement grants.
Can I apply for a bereavement grant?
If your partner passes away, you can claim a bereavement payment if you were under state pension age when they died, or if your partner paid national insurance contributions for at least 25 weeks in one tax year since the 6th of April 1975, or also if they died because of an accident at work or a disease caused by work. You must claim within 3 months to get the full amount, but you can claim up to 21 months after your partner passed away, although you will get fewer monthly payments.
Help with paying for a funeral.
How can I pay for a funeral? Is there help available to help me pay for it?
You may qualify for help toward the funeral if you're in receipt of certain benefits or have applied for these benefits and are waiting to hear back. These include income support, income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment and support allowance, pension credit, housing benefit, the disability or severe disability element of working tax credit, child tax credit, and universal credit. You also need to be the closest person to the deceased, for example, a spouse. If there is no spouse, then a son, daughter, or even a parent. However, if there is someone closer than you or as close as you to the deceased and they aren't in receipt of any of the above benefits, then the cost of the funeral falls to them. If you qualify for help, but you've already paid for the funeral, you can still apply for help as long as you do so within 6 months.
Help with paying bills after a bereavement.
How can I manage to pay the bills with only my income when my partner passes away?
If you are in receipt of a means-tested benefit or on low income, ring your energy provider, as you may be able to claim the Warm Home Discount Scheme or cold weather payment. They can also check to make sure you are on the correct tariff, and they will also discuss energy efficiency and smart meters with you. When your energy contract comes to an end, you may want to look around for a new provider to see if there are cheaper options out there. You may also want to do this with other bills, such as home insurance or car insurance, etc. Even if you don't want to leave your existing provider because you're happy with them, just telling them you have seen better offers often inspires them to reduce your payments, as agencies tend not to want to lose your custom if they can possibly help it. If your water bills are high, you can ring Dŵr Cymru to see if you are eligible for one of their schemes, or to get advice on a water meter. They're always happy to help.
If you are interested in anything that we've spoken about and would like to discuss it further, please do not hesitate to contact Claire at Bridgend Carer Centre.